We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy, I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
Donkey of the Day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey, man. All right. Okay, I'm ready. Salute to our guy Logic out there in Miami, 103.5 The Beat. Debating over text of who we think is in the Black Panther uniform at the end of the new trailer. But anyway, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 25th, goes to a former Mississippi police chief named Sam Dobbins and the entire police department in Kinley, North Carolina. Two different situations, okay? Same old BS. Let me tell you something. I run into great police officers all the time. Drop on the clues bombs for all the great police officers out there. So I don't like generalizing all police officers. I don't like generalizing all of anybody. But, man, I've told y'all this before, and I will say it again. When you have institutions that are rooted in racism, institutions that were literally built on systemic oppression, institutions that were designed to oppress like police departments were, it's very hard for any good cops to change a effed up system. Okay, we look at these institutions like the police and we say the system is broken, when the reality is, nope, they aren't broken. They are designed to do exactly what they are doing. Okay, and stories like Sam Robbins in Mississippi and the Kinley, North Carolina Police Department are two primary examples of that. See, Sam Dobbins is a former Mississippi police officer, and he was fired last week after audio surfaced allegedly of him using racist and homophobic slurs, telling one of his officers he wouldn't care if the officer killed a mother effer in cold blood. Okay, I don't even know why the media is still saying allegedly in this situation, and that's part of the privilege of being white, because you get the benefit of the doubt even after it's been proven you're guilty. But yes, Sam bragged about killing people in cold blood, but that's not all he said. Let's go to WRAL.com for the report, please.
Terminate Chief Sam Dobbins from the position of Chief of Police with the City of Lexington.
The board made its decision just days after former Lexington police officer Robert Lee Hooker released an audio recording from April. He says the conversation is between him and Dobbins, who at the time was his police chief. Hooker accuses Dobbins of creating a stressful and toxic work environment. We obtained the audio. In the recording, Hooker says you can hear Dobbins using the N-word.
I got a big corn shootout, man, a cornfield over there. Jimmy Dale Thomas, he worked it. Justified it, bro. I shot that 119 times. Okay? I don't give a f. I don't give a f if you kill a with a cold blood.
Do it, right?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I will articulate to fix the problem. And I'm the only man in the business here that's smart enough to do it, I promise you.
But that's not all. Hooker says Dobbins also made negative comments towards the LGBTQ community.
I don't talk with yours. I ain't got nothing for you.
Bragging about shooting an N-word 119 times. I don't know much about much, okay? But I think I know racism when I hear it, and that to me sounds a lot like racism. Now, speaking of racism, let's talk about the Kenley Police Department in North Carolina. Friendly Kenley is what they call that town, but there's nothing friendly about an entire police department. The whole police department, except for, I think, three people. Well, no, actually, the whole police department quit in protest because the town hired a progressively responsible town manager who just happens to be a black woman. Let's go back to WRAL.com for the report, please.
Chief Josh Gibson, at the helm of the force for two decades, one of seven putting in a resignation letter. Gibson, alluding to a hostile work environment since town manager Justine Jones was hired last month. Utility clerk Christy Thomas writes, due to the current situations and stress, I will not let myself be around that kind of atmosphere. Chief Josh Gibson says, due to a hostile work environment now present in the town of Kenley, I do not believe progress is possible. WRAL has learned Jones sued her previous employer, Richland County, South Carolina, for gender and racial discrimination after she was terminated in 2015. She alleges hostile treatment by county leaders and retaliation for reporting bad behavior. The lawsuit case was voluntarily dismissed.
Salute to the new Kenley town manager, Justine Jones, black woman. Dropping the clues bombs for her. Okay. What's sad about all of this is none of us should be surprised. Like I told y'all earlier, regardless of how many good cops you may know, because I know quite a few, it's a system rooted in racism. And being that it's rooted in racism, you will always have racists that gravitate to this line of work. I am a proud native of South Carolina, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, to be exact. South Carolina is the place where in 1704, the origins of modern day policing were born. Okay, and they were called slave patrols. Their whole design was to empower the white population and police the movements of black people. Plenty of literature to read about this. What I would recommend is Slave Patrols, Law and Violence in the Virginia and Carolinas by Sally E. Haddon. That's the one you should read. And I promise you, when you read this and realize where these institutions like police departments come from, you will understand why we in the position we in now. And guess what? Some of them don't want to change. That's why when you put in a new manager, a black woman, Justine Jones, who's labeled as progressively responsible and who will come in and shake up the system, you cause a whole police department to quit. You know how nuts that is? The police chief said, I have put in my 2 weeks notice along with the whole police department because the new manager has created an environment where I do not feel we can perform our duties and services to the community. I guarantee it's an environment of checks and balances. It's an environment where someone is actually trying to come in and shake up the system of the police that was rooted in racism. And so being that you feel like you can't perform your duties and services to the community, you decide to just quit on the community altogether? Huh? That's your answer? Listen, systems don't change easily. Okay, systems try to maintain themselves and seek equilibrium. Okay, to change the system, you need to shake it up, disrupt the equilibrium. All right, that often requires conflict. Okay, and this is how you know we aren't really making progress, because progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. And these people who work for these systems don't want to change their minds about them because they don't think they're broken. Simply because they are working for the people they were designed to work for. Okay? Okay. Please give Mississippi Police Chief Sam Robbins and the entire police department in Kinley, North Carolina, the biggest hee-haw. Good riddance. You know, one got fired, whole police department quit. You don't need to be there.
I think it's only six. I think it's six people that actually resigned. There's only six officers, I guess. Not too many people in that county. But what happens now?
I don't know, but it still sounds crazy to say a whole police department
just retired.
Like,
so what happens now?
I don't know.
911, who comes?
This is a good opportunity to actually change the system, because now you can bring in a whole police department that actually cares. I don't know where you're going to find that in Friendly Kinley, but maybe.
My goodness. All right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We told you during Front Page News about a pastor that was robbed live as he was giving a sermon, right? Yeah, you got that?
Oh, yeah. Bishop Lamar Whitehead in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happened with him?
Well, he was doing his sermon and some armed masked gunmen came in and robbed him while he was live streaming, and he said they did take $400,000 worth of jewelry from him and his wife.
All right, so we're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Now, when we reported this story, we got two sides. I mean, a lot of people were saying, why the hell was a pastor wearing $400,000 worth of jewelry in the middle of Brooklyn when a time where everybody's starving?
I agree.
That's what he gets. That's what people were saying. Hey,
I ain't saying that's what he gets, but he should. If you're going to spend $400,000 in jewelry, how about spend $350,000 in jewelry and $50,000 in security? Armed security.
That's okay. Some people were saying that. Some people were saying, hey, that's his right. If he worked hard for his money, he should be able to wear what he wants to wear. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 1051.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a story we reported during our Front Page News about a pastor in Brooklyn. You want to break it down, Yee?
Yeah, Bishop Lamar Whitehead, he was in the middle of a sermon. It was live streaming when three masked gunmen broke in with their guns and stole $400,000 worth of jewelry from him and his wife, maybe from some churchgoers too. We don't know where all the jewelry came from, but he did have on some rings, a chain.
Right. So when we reported the story earlier today, people were like, well, I mean, why the hell is he wearing $400,000 worth of jewelry in Brooklyn in the middle of a recession with all the wolves out and people are starving?
Those people are right.
Me, myself, you know, yes, it wouldn't be the smart decision to wear $400,000 worth of jewelry, but that's his right. He works hard for it. He can wear whatever he want to wear, right? That's what life is about.
And correct? They can rob whoever they want to rob. And they're going to rob the people that they see
right
out here. And they're going
to
rob the people who they see out here flossing and stunting. The reality is, if you're going to spend $400,000 on jewelry, you should have security. And that goes for any pastor. That goes for anybody who wants to wear those kind of luxury things. Have security protecting you. That's it. Simple as that. And I feel like, you know, churches should have security, period. We've seen enough mass shootings happen in churches and places of worship nowadays that things like that, you know, should be prevented by having armed security in the churches anyway. If you're going to spend that kind of money on your cars and that kind of money on your jewelry, how about spend on keeping your congregation safe?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I also feel like if that man, that pastor works hard, he can spend his money on whatever he wants to spend his money. You know what I mean? If he wants to, you know, wear a diamond crown, he should be able to and not worry about getting robbed.
No, that's not how this works, Envy.
That's how it should work. That's life.
I don't care how it should. You're going to do things how they should or how things are.
Well.
Exactly. I don't want to pay taxes. We should not have to pay taxes because black people built this country for free. No, because I'm not going to jail. All right. I'm not going to have the IRS knocking at my door. All right. So my point is, yes, people should be able to wear what they want to wear without being robbed. But that's not the reality of the situation. So if you're going to spend $400,000 on some jewelry, spend $350,000 on jewelry and $50,000 on security.
All right. What do you say, Yee?
I mean, of course, I would hope that something like that wouldn't happen. It's like when somebody's driving a nice car and then they blame you for getting carjacked because why were you driving such a nice car?
Yes, yeah, real. So why? I can't drive a nice car?
In this, you know, in this neighborhood. So I get that. And it's a shame that something like this had to happen. Me personally, you know, I live in Brooklyn and I don't even own jewelry worth that much money. And I mostly wear costume jewelry anyway.
That's, you know what, Ye? You smart. You telling them, you giving out the right message this morning.
So that's, okay. But that's just for me personally. But I would think in church, you would hope that would be a safe haven, but unfortunately it's not. And, you know, I'm sorry that something like this had to happen to him. And like he said, his congregation is traumatized from this experience. And I feel like he's gotten a lot of press lately. And the way that they talk about him in the media, oh, the flashy, you know. And
right.
I think that's why
he made himself a target.
That's why he was targeted, because of how the media has put him out there for things that have happened, you know, in the past.
You just told Brooklyn, look, man, I know y'all hear me on the radio. I know y'all know I got these businesses, but there ain't nothing over here for y'all to get, bro.
All my money is in my businesses. Like, I'm still trying to make some money.
That's right. We get it, Ye. We get it, Ye.
I got on costume jewelry right now.
Yeah, I believe
you. You're going to be like, look, my shoes
not real gold earrings.
That car I drive ain't even a real car. It's a fake car, too. Goodness, it's all plastic.
These people out here ruthless. They robbed Amy from Jeopardy. They heard about Amy winning all them goddamn prize winnings, and they robbed Amy, bro.
Not Amy. Hello, who's this?
Man, this is the Pre from Omaha, Nebraska. What up, Angela Yee and Solomon and Gandhi to Envy?
Peace, King.
Man, they was wrong for going in there robbing that pastor like that in that church. But my whole thing, did they take $400,000 off the pastor, or was that just collectively with the
jewelry?
Well, we don't know. It sounds like he had jewelry, but if you really think about it, let's say the pastor bought himself a nice watch, right? Everybody's wearing a Richard Mille. Maybe he bought a Richard Mille watch. That watch could be $200,000-$300,000 right there. So it ain't a lot of jewelry. He just got a watch on. And if his wife got one and an engagement ring, that's $400,000.
Yeah, they took their rings and everything.
Man, y'all asking the wrong questions. How much they gonna get for it in the street, man? What's that? That's how much they gonna get in the street?
Stop it, man.
How much they gonna get?
If it's a Richard Mille watch, let's say, probably get about a cash by 80, 70.
But you know, you're right. It could be their wedding bands, her wedding ring, and all of that, too. And sometimes people spend money on that stuff.
800-585-1051. We're talking about the pastor who got robbed in Brooklyn while he was live streaming. They took him for his jewelry. They said $400,000. People are like, oh, well, you shouldn't be wearing that in Brooklyn anyway, doing a live sermon during the recession. But I feel like he worked hard for it. He should wear whatever he want to wear.
Man, shut up.
No.
Yes, you can wear whatever you want to wear, and people can rob whatever they want to rob. The reality of the situation is, don't wear nothing you can't protect. And if you can't protect it yourself, you better hire somebody to protect it for you. All right?
800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.